I'm doing good. How about you? Good. I see you tweeted me the other day.
I did.
Right?
I did. That was funny.
That's cool. That's good.
How's the off-season going for you?
It's going good. It's going good. You know, I've been trying to focus on my lower body strength and, you know, so I can help with my pass rush and my run-stopping ability a little bit. It's going good. It's going very well. Yeah, I took a few vacations, but for the most part, I've been here training.
Defensively, an exciting time for you guys with some of the acquisitions and the draft and stuff coming into this year?
Of course. You know, as a matter of fact, I just got done speaking to Easley. You know, he's doing good. He looks good. He looks like a great player. I've been watching his highlights, and I've been talking to him, so I'm excited.
Are they at all ready for the pro game? Everything is so different. They just don't know it yet.
Excuse me?
Are they ready for the pro game? Because pro football is so different. Everything, social life, the game life, they're not quite ready for that.
Well, I feel like that's what the rookie mini camp and the OTAs and the preseason is for, to get ready for the pro level.
You've only been here a few years, but now are you one of the veterans? Because football lives don't go that long.
I wouldn't call myself a vet yet. Not yet. We still got Vince Wilfork and Tommy Kelly and Will Smith. We got a lot of vets on that defensive line. So I'm still a young guy, I say.
Glad you mentioned Will Smith. I just wanted to ask you, what are your impressions of him as a player and just sort of meeting him as a teammate for the first time?
He's a great player, you know, and actually we have a few mutual friends out in Utica, New York. But I'm a big fan. I know who he was before he got here. Actually, I introduced myself to him when I first saw him, and I'm excited to have him as a teammate as well.
What has always sort of impressed you, you know, about his game, his style of play?
Well, being a defensive end, I feel like the thing you look at is their pass rush ability. I mean, that's what you're paid for. And that's one thing I like about him is he's a great pass rusher.
Do you see similarities at all between how he does it and you do it, or maybe different ways to do it, you know?
I feel like he has his own game. He does.
What about his game, that stands out to you? Is it a power
thing? He has a great amount of finesse moves, and he can change it up. And I've seen that a lot from just, you know, being a fan of the sport and just watching him. Yeah.
Adding some of that depth on the pass rush, does that help you stay fresher towards the end of a season, do you think?
You know what? It's always good to have a lot of depth, you know. You come in with higher numbers, and you can get a better rotation. That is always good to have a lot of depth, though.
Step in your career?
Like I said, what I've been doing is just working on my lower body strength. You know, I feel like if I can get my legs stronger to get it, equal with my upper body, I feel like I'll be more proportioned and it'll help me with my game a lot.
Nico played so many snaps last year. When the season was over, did you really feel the fatigue once it was finally over?
When the season ended, I took a few weeks off. I did take a lot off. I just kicked my feet up. I went to Jamaica. Yeah, I went to New York. I went to Miami. I went a few places just to relax, just to chill, before I really started getting back into my groove.
What was it like? I know you've seen your brother fight before, but you and Art and Johnny were together for his fight a couple weeks ago.
It felt good. It was always a family affair. You know, both of my brothers got the chance to get together. I got to get a chance to get with both of my brothers, my mom and dad. We all sat and watched my brothers fight out in Baltimore. And actually, my brother still lives there. I know he's on the coast now, but he still lives in Baltimore. So we all got a chance to go to his house and just, you know, have a little family affair. It was a good time.
I know it's only been a few years, but what do you remember about your rookie season that you say to yourself, man, if I had known then what I know now, maybe I would have done things, not necessarily differently, but just something that you learned?
Definitely film study. My rookie year, I feel like there was a lot of times where I was trying to just get by with my talent, you know, and I feel like at this level of football, everyone's talented. So I feel like you definitely have to study more film, you know. So that's my biggest advice to all the rookies now, just getting in the film room. You know, you're in the NFL, so you're talented. You're talented enough to play in this level, but you have to have the mentality and the mental strength as well to play up here.
Working on your lower body strength, and do I recall last offseason was more of an upper body thing for you?
It was definitely. Yeah. That's funny you remember that.
Come on, listen. You know what I mean?
I appreciate your.
What do you feel like the upper body is? That you got it to a point. I mean, not that you're not working,
right?
Obviously, you are. But like, explain how you've sort of paired these two things up, I guess.
Yeah, well, me personally, I try to focus on one thing. You know, I feel like when you try to focus on too many different things, that's when you're not going anywhere. So last season was my upper body, and you're always focusing, you're trying to get better. But this year I'm focusing on my lower body. I feel like it could definitely help with me and the whole sport of football, you know, changing directions, even my bull rush or whatever it is. So I feel like without your legs, you're not anything. So I've been focusing on my lower body.
Is there anything about anchoring, you know, setting an edge? Is that part of it too, or would it be less on that?
Parts of football, setting the edge, rushing the passer, even the quickness in certain moves, having strong legs are key.
You mentioned your quickness. Is it finding a balance? I'm sure you've worked with Harold on maintaining that speed and quickness you have and getting stronger at the same time.
Always. You're always working to get faster and stronger, definitely. And like he just said, working on your lower body strength. With stronger legs, it definitely generates more power and more speed.
Team of veteran team. You mentioned film study and telling young players that's where to go. Mm-hmm. Veterans like yourself and older players, if you see a player not working as hard as you think he is as a group, mm-hmm. is this the kind of team that says pick up the pace and we're relying on you?
Definitely. We're big on picking each other up, you know. Everyone has their own limits. But I definitely feel like if you see a guy, you know, maybe he's slacking a little bit or, you know, he's just not caught up to the other guys, that's when one of the veterans would step in and say, hey, you know, it's always positive, though. It's always a positive enforcement, never a put down. So it's good. It's a good thing that we have, and it's something that we look for here over here.
Video of the last game of the season, the Denver game.
No, didn't watch it.
Easily, apparently, is a guy that likes to dance. We know you like to dance when you get sacks. Will you guys work on stuff together or competition there?
Well, I'll have to stop there. That's a flag if we're dancing together. But we're always trying to celebrate with our teammates, you know, as one. So hopefully we can get some team celebrations in there.
It's good that you know the rules, champ.
That's right. That is right. Not going to get me.
Speaking of Easley, I mean, do you have any sense, you know, as to what, you know, what he might be able to add, what he might be able to bring, or are we too early, you know, to be thinking
it is him? It is a lot early. Like I said, the game is a lot different, you know, playing the NCAA and then playing in the NFL. But I've definitely watched highlights, and I was very impressed by his game. I was very impressed. He's a good player.
Anything specific from what you saw that stood out to you?
I feel like his overall game is good, to be honest with you. I saw he was getting a lot of penetration when I was watching his highlights, and that's definitely key in the defensive line. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited for him to be part of the New England Patriots and make some big plays.
You started right away as a rookie. Do you have any advice for rookies who might have to step into that role right away like you did?
Yeah, definitely just being level-headed, you know, and just being consistent every day at camp, every day at practice, every day in the weight room, every day in OTAs, just being consistent and showing and getting the respect from the players around you and from the coaches, you know, so they can get enough confidence to put you out on the field.
Off-season workout program. Do you look forward to the OTAs because it'll be a different routine for a few days?
Yeah, it should be fun. You know, OTAs, we're out here with our helmets on, so we've got a little bit of the gear on, and you feel like you're inching a little bit closer to the season. So I am looking forward to OTAs.
Guys, want to stay two more?
I know you mentioned some of the veterans like Vince and Tommy, but you as a younger player, how important is it to have maybe more of a younger voice or a more approachable voice to be a leader as well?
Well, I always try to lead, especially in drills, you know, more in drills, or I try to lead by example. I'm not huge of a vocal leader. That's what, you know, the older guys are for. But I always try to do my best so the guy behind me or the guy next to me say, hey, you know, he's going 100%, so let me go too.
Mm-hmm. Anything personally you have coming up that you want to mention? Anything that's important to you?
Oh, my brother's getting married. I'll be out there in June, so.
That's
Arthur. Arthur's getting married. He has two kids already, so I'm excited about that. I am the best man. I don't like getting suits, though, so I've got to go out there and stand in front of all the people with suits on and all that kind of.
Make a toast.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.